Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Greg Bedard Patriots Podcast with Nick Cavins.
Hey everybody, welcome into the Greg Bedard Patriots Podcast. I'm Greg Bedard. No Nick Cattles this week. He's a little bit under the weather, and he's obviously not that tough, so we will go on without him. Of course, we are brought to you by Athletic Greens, your one-stop shopping for 75 high-quality vitamins to help you start your day right, and betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on sports. So this week, now that the Super Bowl is over, I think we might touch on the Super Bowl a little bit later, but at this point, I'm kind of talked out about the Super Bowl. If you want to know my thoughts on it, you can head over to bostonsportsjournal.com. I wrote a column the night of the game, sort of giving you my quickie thoughts on the game and, you know, how it affects the Patriots and the Chiefs coming after the Patriots a little bit. And look, I understand they are a ways off. They need to get to number three. There's no guarantee they'll ever get there. If they get there quickly, like next season, all right, you know, now we're talking about a game on between the Chiefs and the Patriots, even though the Patriots had two dynasties. The Chiefs are working on one. They are not there yet, for sure. But so this week, sort of wanted to talk about, you know, where I see the Patriots going into this offseason, how quickly they can get back to being real contenders. I think they have a solid team. They've done a better job with the coaching. I think an underrated aspect of bringing aboard Billy O'Brien is that it now allows Bill Belichick because what I heard, he basically spent all his time with the offense this past season. And I think you saw some slippage in the defense against the good teams and special teams, of course, which was one of the worst, in the league. So, you know, when I look at the Patriots going into 2023, and over at BSJ, you know, I've already been through my depth chart. That's for members. They get to see that. It's color coordinated with contract status, player grades, things like that. And it sort of gives you a 10,000 foot view of where I see the Patriots. And, sort of building off of that, and I also have all the needs that I think they need to hit. And it goes from, you know, my number one need in terms of lining up tomorrow to play is a free safety. And that's going on the expectation that Devin McCourty is going to retire, which I don't think is a certainty. I still think Devin's a good player. But, you know, what cost and, you know, does he really want to play? We'll see. In my opinion, to fix that, I'm not going into free agency or anything like that, even though, of course, you're looking for an under-the-radar type of guy that maybe you can develop and hit on. But for now, based on what the Patriots have, and they don't really have a free safety, we'll see what Joshua Bledsoe is. I think he's more of a strong safety. The Patriots have more than enough strong safeties between Duggar, Adrian Phillips, Joshua Bledsoe. Jabril Peppers is a free agent, but they really lack free safeties. Miles Bryan is a guy on the roster who has done it at times. There is some talk in Twitter circles and things like that about Jonathan Jones being re-signed and moved to free safety. I mean, I'm not going to disregard that. I don't think that's very bright. To me, the option that is readily apparent there is moving Jalen Mills from cornerback to free safety and importing a number one cornerback. And we will get into that in a second. But this is not meant to be, everything that I would do. Like, you know, one of the BSJ members was like, I'd really like to get another defensive tackle. Yeah, so would I. I mean, there's a lot of things that I would like on this roster. But, you know, they do have players or can sign cheap players like a Carl Davis, re-sign him to, and all of a sudden you're okay. You know, if they keep Lawrence Guy and don't release him, He's still a solid player. He's declining, obviously. Godshall, they already signed to a contract extension. You have Christian Barmore, who hopefully will regain the step that he lost with the injury. Hopefully he'll be back in full force for all 17 games, and all of a sudden the Patriots are better on the interior. Dietrich Wise isn't going anywhere. I would love to replace him, even though I think he's a fine player, with a more effective interior guy. So I don't deal with everything in what we're about to talk about in terms of elevating the Patriots to contender status. I'm just dealing with what I think is really vitally important for this team, because I do think they're mostly solid. They have a nice young layer of young talent, but they are certainly, lacking in some places. One thing I also wanted to address, this time of year, this is fantasy football to me, a lot of the talk that goes on this year. We are not covering a team in a vacuum. We are covering Bill Belichick at 71 years old, his New England Patriots. And I think they have a long track record of a certain way of doing things. And I'm not going to veer off of that. I'm not going to list, for example, there's a lot of people talking about they could create all this additional cap space. Yeah, they could. And I don't disregard that. I mean, I've been a proponent, and I think Belichick has lagged in terms of the times, moving cap space around. I don't think that he likes to do it. Could he do it? Could he suddenly turn a new leaf and maybe the Kraft say, this is what we want you to do? Sure, it could happen. But Belichick's history tells us he's not going to do that. He's not really going to. And look, Mike Reese is one of the best on the Patriots beat. He has really good sources, on the ownership side, and that, he basically comes out and writes a column where he says the Patriots have about $30 million in cap space, and about half of that is going to have to be budgeted for stuff during the season, and they're not really going to have that much room. I think that's the direction people should tilt more in terms of, rather than, hey, the Patriots can have $90 million in cap space. Yeah, they could, and Belichick could start dating Giselle in theory. But, the likelihood of that happening is not very good with this team. So I'm not going to get into creating a bunch of cap space. They could do it. I think they should do it. But time after time, Hunter Henry, they could have extended him a couple years ago to easily create more cap space to help the present teams. And they didn't do it. Instead, they redid something to Jonnu Smith's contract that makes him basically he has to be on this team for this year, which I just think was just dumb at the time. So I just wanted to sort of say those caveats before we get into my list. And actually, the fifth thing on my list is actually not for this year. I really only have four things that I really want to do, or I'd really like to see them make an impact to make them more dangerous. And I filled it out with number five just because I think it's important to do this year. And this is to find a quarterback prospect in the middle rounds, not a Bailey Zappe type, who has cement for feet, average arm strength at best, game manager. Like, that's not what I'm looking for, okay? They have that in Bailey Zappe. They still have Brian Hoyer here for now. They're fine at the rock-solid backup position. I want a developmental prospect, somebody who is either a really great athlete, really great arm, some sort of special traits where you say, all right, if we park this guy and he sits for at least the next 2 years, and, look, it looks like Mac Jones probably will be here for at least another couple years. Yes, this is a big year for him, but unless he falls on his face, I see them picking up his fifth-year option, which means he'll be here for his fourth year and his fifth year. So we're really talking about 3 years down the road, where if the Patriots have somebody in-house that they're like, all right, we've brought him along, this guy is special and can do some things, we're going to go to him and we're going to let Mac Jones go, or we're going to trade Mac Jones. So that's the type of guy I'm looking for. Now, one of the guys that I mentioned, Hendon Hooker from Tennessee, is coming off ACL surgery. He's not a perfect prospect. I mean, I like a lot about him, but he's also old. I'd love to find a quarterback who is young, who has a bunch of really nice skills. Hendon Hooker is 25 years old. He just turned 25. That doesn't really scare me, you know, in terms of him being, say, 27, 28 when he gets a chance. You know, Aaron Rodgers was pretty old, I want to say. He did come out early. I want to look at that in a second. But so I don't really care who it is. And I don't get into draft prospects until April because too much can happen in free agency and trades and who becomes available. And that affects who the Patriots might get. You know, when Aaron Rodgers started for the Packers in 2008, he was 25. Okay, so that's definitely a consideration. But I don't really care who it is in terms of they get Tanner McKee out of Stanford, 6'6", more of a pocket quarterback. I'm looking for somebody in the middle rounds. Dak Prescott was drafted in the fourth round by the Cowboys with upside, and he quickly paid off. Somebody that needs development for a couple of years, Patrick Mahomes sat for a year before becoming a starter. And he was a first round pick, a top 10 pick. I think it's important that the Patriots, they're set at rock solid, steady backup position. What I want is somebody with some upside, somebody who could be different. And I'm turning them over to Billy O'Brien, letting him develop them. He did a lot of good things with Deshaun Watson. That's what I would do. So that's important to me. So number four on my list, now we're getting into the crux of how I think the Patriots need to improve, you know, looking at their team. Number four is when I'm getting the offensive tackle. I'm hoping that Broderick Jones out of Georgia is available at 14. If he is, I'm taking him. You know, I'm not really interested in waiting until the second round or whatnot. I want to get a guy who can at least play right tackle as a rookie, but has left tackle traits that he can be, you know, switched over. Broderick Jones, checks all of those boxes from all that I've heard, all that I've read. I have not watched him play yet. We will get into positional stuff in the lead up to the draft, and I will let you know exactly who I like and who I don't like. But you know, people, I know everybody's panicked about the offensive line and tackle. First of all, you need to understand that having a real coordinator in place, that's going to make a world of difference. Getting back to the way Patriots did things on the offensive line for so long, you know, not only mic identification, but the quarterback being in charge of things, working with the center with David Andrews, them being able to get in and out of good and bad plays, that's all going to make the offensive line better. I think you've heard me say that, you know, one player on the team told me that if the Patriots had just continued the way they did things in terms of protection and run blocking, then they would have had half the number of hits, sacks, negative plays that they did this year. So just by changing back to the way the Patriots used to do things is going to really help things. And I do not think the Patriots lack talent on the offensive line. You got to remember, Trent Brown is still under contract. He makes about $10 million a year. I still think he has the potential to be, you know, good at left tackle. I think he's a good left tackle. Yeah, he had penalty problems, but, you know, there's a new offensive line coach in Adrian Clem. Hopefully he can reach Trent Brown and make him that much better. You know, Cole Strange, solid rookie season, about what I expected from him. I think he's going to know that he needs to get bigger and stronger, and he needs to work on his technique. Again, having a real offensive line coach is going to help him. I think he has a very high ceiling, whether it's guard or center down the line. He has all the tools. There's no question. After the season, do you question a little bit, like, does he think quick enough at guard where, you know, things on the inside are a lot quicker? Maybe you question that a little bit, but still, he's so young. I want to see how things play out. I am not down on Cole Strange after this year. He did about what I thought he would do. David Andrews is a really good center. They have Roussey sort of in the pipeline developmentally. We'll see how he does. Owenu, very good right guard, could be extended this offseason. That would be one of my priorities. And so really, you don't have a right tackle. Kajust, that's over with. Failed third round pick. He couldn't start. Connor McDermott started over him. Connor McDermott is a free agent. I'm afraid they're going to bring him back. He would be a fine veteran backup. I want to get better there. I know Bill Belichick said, thank God we have Connor McDermott. Boy, was that sad commentary on things with the Patriots. He's decent. Definitely more of a backup type. So I'm looking for that rookie that I can plug in. And if he shows that he can be a left tackle, all the better. Plug him in at left tackle, put Trent Brown at right tackle. And I think you quickly, if Adrian Clem is worth what they're paying him, if he's a good offensive line coach, and I don't know. I can only go off his track record. Good college track record, not a good pro record. What does that mean? I don't know. We shall see. I definitely have an open mind, but you also have to look at the whole history and also the fact that Belichick didn't cast a wide net. It was Clem or Ryan Wendell, who is now the Rams offensive line coach. But I guess we're going to have to trust Bill Belichick, even though that trust did not do well last year. So that's number four. Number three on my list is something that I broke down extensively when I went over the unit ratings for this past season. Evolve at linebacker ASAP. It should have been done years ago. The Patriots are behind at times. It does not affect them in about half their games against mediocre teams and mediocre quarterbacks. When you go through my grades, when you look at how the linebackers graded out against in the best defensive games against, and all of them were against bad quarterbacks and bad offenses, the linebackers rated an A for me in those games, a 3.8 out of 5, which is a very high rating. Against the worst defensive games, against the best quarterbacks and the best offense, the linebackers rated an F minus, basically a 1. That's not nearly good enough, and that should put a big spotlight on the Patriots are not good enough on defense, especially at linebacker. They're too slow. They're too slow at linebacker. Bentley is solid. I like him. I could get by with him maybe for a year. He has one more year left on his deal. Jelani Tavai, he proved to be a better player than I thought. I told him that to his face, being accountable for my evaluation of him. But I still think he is a backup. He's a good, solid backup to have around. I think if he's playing a lot of snaps for you, you're in trouble as a defense against the better offenses. And I think the Patriots need to address that quickly. Trenton Simpson from Clemson, Drew Sanders from Arkansas via Alabama are two really good athletes. I think Sanders is 6'5". Simpson is 6'3". They can run. Might be available in the second round. I'm looking to get those guys. And, Patriots passed on Devin Lloyd with the Jaguars. I would not have done that. And, of course, I even hear some fans in the comments, some readers in the comments saying like, oh, Devin Lloyd wasn't even that good this year. He got benched in Jacksonville. Yeah, that's a different scheme, different coaches. I don't really care what he did in Jacksonville. I know what kind of player he could be if you bring him in here with Bill Belichick and Gerard Mayo in their system. I think he would have been much better from the get-go. So those are the top three areas that I would look to improve immediately. We will deal with the last two as soon as I tell you about Athletic Greens. I started taking AG1 because I wanted to make sure I was getting all my vitamins and nutritional supplements I needed in one place. Now I've been on it for 7 months and I love it. Doesn't taste like it's super healthy, even though it's a green juice. People see green juice and they're just like, well, that's going to taste awful. I'm telling you, this doesn't. It kind of has a mild tropical taste, a little minty, and I actually look forward to it each morning. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source ingredients, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. I'm telling you, it's all in there. As soon as you drink it, you feel like you have this boost of energy and a bunch of other things. It feels great. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all the things you're looking for. I take it first thing in the morning. It's now part of my daily routine, and I'd be lost without it. I love how it contains less than 1 gram of sugar. You know, if you're on a diet like me, it won't affect that. No GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything while still tasting good. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills, supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D. That's huge in New England in the winter months where we don't see the sun very much, and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Bedard. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Bedard to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. So back to our list. So far, we have hit on a developmental QB with high traits that they can mold into a possible franchise quarterback if Mac Jones doesn't work out. Draft a tackle that could start immediately at right tackle. If he starts at left tackle, great. Broderick Jones, guy from Georgia, is the guy I would like to see. Evolve at linebacker ASAP. Bill did it. Do I have a lot of confidence he's going to do it? No. But look, he has evolved over the years. In 2012, he decided, I can't play zone anymore. These quarterbacks are too good, even the crappy ones. I mean, remember when Dan Orlovsky threw for a crap ton of yards against the Patriots? He changed. He said, we need to go to back to more man coverage. And so that's where we are. Number two, find a dangerous weapon and double up with a draft pick as well. I would be looking on the trade market. People are going to ask about, and they ask about, well, what about this guy in free agency? What about that guy? I hate free agency. I freaking hate it. Most of the time you're trolling in other people's trash, and you have to give up. You have to pay them a big signing bonus. I just don't like it. I'd rather take somebody else, sign somebody to a big deal, gave them the signing bonus. Now I'm just worrying about base salary. I like that much better. DeAndre Hopkins, I'm open to. But I'm not paying his full contract. He's got to take a pay cut. I think he makes like $19 million a year. Not a fan of Mike Evans. I don't really want these, you know, big body guys. I want explosiveness. Jerry Jeudy from the Broncos, could be available. I kind of doubt that he will be. Sean Payton's, an offensive head coach. He just got there. I'm sure he's going to try to make it work with him. I love Jacoby Myers, but I'm not re-upping him if it costs a lot of money. Good player, but I want more explosiveness. I'd rather sign like a Braxton Berrios from the Jets, who there's rumors that he might be a cap casualty if he doesn't take a pay cut. I'm just looking for somebody. They should be able to, Jeudy, there should be other guys available in the trade market. We'll see how things play out. We kind of need to see. And it could not happen until, say closer to training camp, because you go through the draft, if somebody drafts a wide receiver high, all of a sudden somebody becomes loose. So I can't give you any definite names right now. This is why the Patriots employ a pro personnel department year round to think up this stuff. But I really want to find somebody in the draft. Tyquan Thornton was nice, but he's more of a track star, runs straight down the field. I want to find some sort of gadgety guy who can catch the ball, stop, start, go this way, get up to speed really quick. Similar to Marcus Jones, but better. And I want a full-time guy like that on offense. But I'm not overly desperate at the position. I mean, you still have Hunter Henry at tight end, who's really good. It'll be better with O'Brien. Devontae Parker. A lot of people are talking about like DeAndre Hopkins or Mike Evans. Like Devontae Parker is that type of guy for the Patriots, just cheaper and younger. Kendrick Bourne, I think with O'Brien, will be a weapon. I mean, you have Parker, Bourne, and Tyquan Thornton. I want to look for some sort of really good athlete, some jitterbug type to pair with those guys, because those guys are a little bit different. But again, I'm not big on free agency. at all. The number one thing on my list to make the Patriots more competitive, even in their own division, I'm importing a number one cornerback to get the secondary right. It was on Twitter today that basically Kevin Demoff, the Rams team president, basically said in an interview, like, they're thankful for Jalen Ramsey and what he's done here. And it didn't sound like he's going to be back. You know, I know Ramsey wasn't that great this year, but I think here in New England, for a couple of years, I think he could be really good. I think that if you bring him in here, there's a fear factor on defense. You line up with Jalen Ramsey, you have Jack Jones, you have Marcus Jones in the slot, you have Jalen Mills at free safety. I think the Patriots have pieces in the secondary then that can match up with anybody. I mean, Jalen Ramsey versus Stephon Diggs twice a year, that'd be phenomenal. I think that makes the Patriots much better against the better offenses that they face. I think the offense will automatically be better. And I think, you know, they do that. I mean, I can't think of the alternatives. I mean, if, you know, Jonathan Jones is nice, but he's not a number one. He got exposed the second half of the season. I don't think Jack Jones is ready for that, if he'll ever be, including him coming off a suspension at the end of last season. I think Marcus Jones has a chance to be a special slot cornerback. They don't have much in the pipeline besides that. Yeah, you know, they could go cornerback at 14 and get a guy, you know, like Joey Porter Jr. You know, I'd be fine with that. But I think I'm hoping to get to tackle, solve my offensive line, and then trade for a cornerback. Patrick Peterson is available as a free agent. You know, he would not be my number one choice. I think he's definitely getting up there in age and effectiveness. But at least he gives you options. He's a veteran. I think he could do a good job. But, you know, Jalen Ramsey would be my number one choice. You know, Jamel Dean is a free agent from the Bucks. I mean, that's going to be a buku contract. I'd rather see, you know, Carlton Davis maybe from the Bucks becomes a cap casualty. I'd be interested in that. So, you know, those are my five things that I would do that would get the Patriots quickly up to outsider contender status. And then it's all a matter of, you know, who makes a leap, what's the health situation like, things like that. So to recap, give yourselves an option down the road at quarterback, some sort of special athlete, somebody with special qualities, tweak the offensive line with an offensive tackle, get faster at both linebacker spots. I think that would make the Patriots a lot better. Find a weapon via trade or free agency and draft one, and then import a veteran cornerback one and slot everybody down one. I think they do that, a few simple moves that I do think they have the artillery for. I'd be open to trading future picks. You know, if the Rams really want a future one for Ramsey, as long as they eat some of the contract, I would be open to trading next year's one for that. So that's sort of my plan. What do you think about that? You know, let me know on Twitter, or you have my email address, greg@bostonsportsjournal.com. And by the way, while we're talking about that, make sure on the podcast, make sure you give us a rating, give us a review. It really helps everything, and we'd greatly appreciate it. So one more thing before we head out of there, I wanted to highlight. So my team needs for this team, I just want to give you the headliners after going through my depth chart. I said this before, but, you know, I'm dealing with, there's two positions where the Patriots can't line up tomorrow and start and compete in a game. One is right tackle. Right now, I guess Andrew Stuber, who never really did anything, you know, would be the starter at right tackle. And at free safety, I guess you could say Miles Bryant would be the free safety. So my team needs free safety, starting offensive tackle, we've talked about. Tight end, The Patriots have nothing in the pipeline at tight end. They could extend Hunter Henry, but I'm guessing since they extended Jonnu Smith for cap reasons, I bet you they went to Hunter Henry first and he said, nah, because he's got a chance to become a free agent after this season and get a big contract again. He sort of had to take what there wasn't much of a market last time. He has a big year this year. He goes into free agency. I mean, I'm not turning that down if I'm him, unless the Patriots are willing to pay through the teeth, but I don't think they are. So, you know, you're looking at Hunter Henry could be done after this year. And yes, he is in a contract year. And Jonnu Smith, you can get out from under his contract after this year. But after that, the Patriots have zero. So they need to find a tight end somewhere. Cornerback, we have talked about. Linebacker, we have talked about. Edge. Josh Uche and Anthony Jennings are headed into contract years, and put together, they form one good edge player. There is nothing in the pipeline here. You know, maybe Ronnie Perkins. Is he even still on the roster? He is still on the roster. He was injured. Maybe he's it. I don't know. He hasn't shown really anything. You know, Uche is going to be interesting as far as his contract. As of right now, he's a part-time player for the Patriots. Yeah, he had big sack numbers this year. But how far are you willing to go for a guy who just rushes the passer? And will he see his value the same way? I doubt it. I would think it almost reminds me of Mark Anderson, who had a big sack year here. Patriots put a limit on that, and he thought he was more expensive. And he went to Buffalo. He flamed out, of course, but he got paid. So good for him. Slot playmaker. You're going to need another offensive tackle and so on and so forth. Again, this is at bostonsportsjournal.com if you want to get my full breakdown. Here's our BSJ member question. Make sure you know. $39.99. That's it for a year of coverage of all the Boston sports. Sean McAdam is down in Fort Myers right now covering the Red Sox. John Corrales is all over the Celtics. We're about to hash out our Bruins beat for the final stretch run, but we've got a couple of good young bucks doing a good job over there. And, of course, I'll be all over the Patriots and the NFL all off season. No days off here, and we're not lying about that, unlike Belichick. But so BSA member question. So Hamilton said, I mean, the math jokes are cute. And I was basically in one of my columns, I made some jokes about how Belichick just doesn't seem like he wants to do complex math when it comes to pushing cap out and things like that. They are way behind the times in the NFL in terms of creating cap space and maneuvering that. And he says, I mean, the math jokes are cute, but I suspect the philosophy to avoid pushing spending down the road is at least a teensy bit driven by ownership. They've repeatedly said that this is their ideal and that BB has every incentive to go wild now and push all the pain back 3 to 4 years when he doesn't have to eat it. If he doesn't do that, dementia would be my first guess as to the cause. So, you know, basically, you know, I just wanted to make a point about, you know, Belichick and that I just don't think that, you know, I just don't think they use all the avenues they can to make this team more competitive. And I wanted to make it a point. And I've asked about this. I asked about it last year and I talked to some important people in the Patriots organization. And they told me, number one, Belichick does not have a budget when it comes to the team. You can make of that what you will. The other thing is they do not have a prohibition on pushing cap out into future years. They said that they've done it before. They have very minor, you know, and I'm sure they're referencing like Brady and stuff like that. But as far as being aggressive to do that, they haven't done that. And ownership will tell you that's not a restriction that they put on Belichick. Again, make of that what you will. I just think that Bill doesn't like to do it. I don't think he likes, you know, if he does it for one player, then it opens up to another player and another agent is calling him. How about this? Like, we want more money up front, blah, blah, blah. So I just wanted to make that clear. But I wanted to thank everybody for enduring this solo effort by me. I hope you like it. I like to do it every now and then. I also like having Nick here to bounce things off of. But make sure you support our sponsors, Athletic Greens. I'm telling you, it's good stuff. You will feel better as soon as you start taking it. And great time to do that right before spring and things like that. And also betonline.ag, where you can bet on everything that's going on right now, especially hoops. Get some baseball futures going in. Hey, and golf's back. You can bet on golf. So make sure you check that out.